Hey, listen, nerds. You're listening to the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
There is no time to do anything but get straight into your answers.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
For the question of the week, because so many people contacted us. But before we do that, you got to tell me, what do we ask these jerks this week, Joe Patrick?
It wasn't me. This week, it was the amazing Spider Brad, who wanted to know, hey, what's everybody's favorite comic series at the moment, and why?
We start with Dwight Brown in Evanston, Illinois. Joe Patrick gets nervous when I tell people where they live.
Hey guys, Dwight from Chicago. Sorry I didn't call last week, but the question of the week was about the Amazing Spider-Man movie, and the most I could muster was a meh, so I just decided not to bother with an answer. But to answer this week's question, I have a stack of books that I get every week, but the two books that I have to read the minute I get them are Watson and Holmes, a take on the Sherlock Holmes franchise with black characters set in Harlem. Fascinating work. And also Red 10, which is basically the Justice League meets Agatha Christie's and Then There Were None. It is a fascinating character study. It's done, I believe the comic company is Red Tribe. You might have to look that one up. I'm not entirely sure about it.
I think
it's a small independent label, and the artwork and the story are fantastic. But there's a lot of other good stuff that I'm reading, but those two series I have to read the minute I get them. Love the show. Happy holidays. Talk to you guys in the 14th. This is Dwight from Chicago. Out.
This is White Saddle Helps.
White Saddle Helps.
That's what Google Voice thought you were saying. We reviewed both of those, and we both really liked them. Both Red 10 and Watson and Holmes.
I think the record will reflect that you were not super kind to Watson and Holmes.
No, I liked Watson and Holmes. Rick Leonardi was drawing it? No.
I do love Rick Leonardi.
I liked it.
I didn't read past number one, but I did enjoy number one.
I'm up to issue three. I think four just came out.
I do really love the Red 10.
The Red 10.
Jeez, I totally blanked on the name of it.
From Comics Tribe.
Yeah, I love that book. And it's a shame that more people aren't buying it.
Yeah.
And props to Dwight for kicking us off with two books that are not mainstream Marvel DC.
Yeah, right on, right? Good, nice digging, buddy. Moving right along to Battle Creek, Michigan. Got to be the TD Dubs. I don't think we even know anybody else in Michigan. Let's see what he had to say.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Matt. It's the TD Dubs. And just wanted to remind you that a certain someone, Love Slave, has just submitted a new Tales of the TD Dubs Christmas Story Edition, which should be featured at the Two-Headed Nerd site.
After much harassment, I might add.
Back. Thank you very much. I'm here to answer the question of the week, and you were asking about our favorite series, what we like, and I thought that I would stay true to my peeps, like I stay true to the old school. That's why I call you on the phone. I'm going to stay true to my peeps in the world of webcomics. So let's get to it. I want to tell you about some good webcomics that people should be reading. The first one's called My Life Without a Jetpack. And it's by a friend of mine. His name's Martin Perez. He goes by the name of Magnus. He's from Uruguay. And it's a really funny webcomic that's updated every week. And I also want to give some more props out to a really cool sci-fi webcomic called Supermassive Black Hole A-Star.
Yeah.
Quite the long title, but a really cool series. If you like stuff like Blade Runner, you're going to like Supermassive Black Hole A-Star by an artist and writer by the name of Ben Chamberlain.
I read it. It's great.
And if you go to a site called the Webcomic Factory, they've got some really good stories, and I'll tell you a few of my personal favorites. There's one called Dealers, and it's about a couple guys who get into the business of buying collectible action figures and all the trouble they get into. It's a pretty good story. I want you to check it out. And another good story they have there is called The Anti-War Comic. And it's a really good nonpartisan view of the world and all the dirty stuff that goes on behind closed doors. So I urge you guys to check those out. And finally, there's a comic book artist and writer by the name of Matthew Bogart. And he has a few good webcomics that I like. The first one's called The Chairs Hiatus. And it's a story about an indie rock band that breaks up and how some of the members get back together and try to patch up their broken relationships. And there's another one called, Oh, It's the End of the World. And the title says it all, and it's a really good story, and I hope you guys check it out. Thanks again. I'm representing the old school phone crew. We're keeping it real. No MP3s up in here, yo.
I love it. I love it. Keeping the phone crew hard, the TD Dubs. And I love that you picked webcomics. That's awesome. There's some of those I need to check out. I do love Supermassive Black Hole. I admit, I don't think I knew any of the other ones.
John Luttrell, once beloved, now shamed, former love slave, who just stopped writing articles.
Was he a love slave? What did he write?
He wrote the webcomics article.
Oh, that's right. That's
right. He talked about Supermassive Black Hole on our site.
That's how I heard about it.
Yeah, there you go.
Through John Luttrell. But we don't use his name anymore.
No.
We'll just call him the wiener that shall not be named.
The wiener that shall not be named.
The burnt wiener that shall not be named.
You know, if everybody that calls in lists 10 favorite comics, we're going to be here a while.
That's my thing. We should let you... One. We should have told you. One. Pick one.
I understand, though. It's hard. I'm having the same dilemma.
I only let him keep rolling because it was web comics I'd never heard of. And we don't get a lot of that talk. Thank you, TD Dubs.
Yeah, yeah.
And thank you for your new article. And I hope we didn't bully you into it.
I'm not going to shame anybody for not being able to pick a favorite.
And we're not going to yell at anybody for working for free. Next up, from Council Bluffs, Iowa, Camarillo Brillo, who Google Voice thinks is named Carol Grill. Let's see what he had to say.
Hello, two-headed nerds. This is Camarillo Brillo calling from Council Bluffs, which is a balmy 35 degrees right now. Calling in to answer the question of the week, which is, what is our favorite current series? I have a hard time answering this because a lot of the stuff that I am most excited to get the next issue just started. Manifest Destiny, Black Science, Afterlife with Archie, all those ones I'm like very anxious to get the next issue, but they're all new. They only have a couple issues apiece. So my favorite current series that's been around long enough to maybe weather a few ups and downs, I would have to say is Marvel's Thor. I really want to say Nowhere Man, or even Rachel Rising, because I really do love both those books. But Thor is the one that I try to find a way to get to New Comic Book Day, actually changing schedules around at work and things the best I can on the days that Thor comes out. I'm just so excited to see where they go next. It's got a little bit of everything. It's got humor. It's got action. They have Thor finally speaking the way I want Thor to speak. And I don't mean that as far as adding the saith and doeth to everything he does, but the types of things he talks about and the things that weigh heavy on his mind, I think, finally are doing the character justice. It's been years since I really enjoyed Thor the way I did as a kid. So it's an amazing series. The fact that it comes from one of the big two, which, let's face it, are giant corporations that are cross-promoting other products at this point. The fact that that book is so high quality and taking a few chances, it really speaks a lot to Marvel's vision and their dedication to their craft, to their fans. So there you have it. Thor reigning supreme. Thanks, guys.
Excellent choice, Brillo. I totally agree. Easily one of the best books coming out on the stands.
Where the hell have you been? We've been worried sick.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we know he's alive because he tweets at us 75 times a day. So,
Hey. We're not going to bully somebody for being an enthusiastic fan.
I answer him all the time. So, I mean, it's not like I would tell him to go screw if I didn't care, you know? I care. I have a big heart. I love Camarillo Brillo.
A big, diseased heart.
Oh, please. Moving right along, it looks like Wooly Toots called and used the whole damn 3 minutes. May have been cut off. Let's find out.
Hey, nerdlingers. It's Wooly Toots with another Tuesday answer to your question of the week. I'm still uncomfortable with the term love slave, so I'm more of a comrade in arms.
Don't be afraid of your feelings.
Anyways, this was kind of a tough question for me, actually, because I really love The Sixth Gun, and I really, really enjoy Baltimore. But I have to go with Conan the Barbarian, which I guess is no surprise.
And shock.
Did I even really need to call in and tell you that? I suppose you could have answered that yourself. But why? Why do I love the book? Here's why. I was super excited when I found out Brian Wood was going to be writing it because I was a fan of his work at Vertigo. And then when I heard that he was going to be telling the story of Billy, Queen of the Black Coast, which is fan favorite story of mine, even though Robert E. Howard did not really go much into her and the adventures that they spent together. Marvel, Roy Thomas, and John Buscema, they did a great job of expanding the story of those two characters, and she just became probably the top gal that Conan ran around with, and that, you know, it always stuck with me. Her story of her death and everything was very powerful to me as a young reader, and I didn't think that Dark Horse would ever do it. That's the story they've been doing. I've been rereading it over the last month. I've been reading Brian Wood's take on it and where he's taken their story, and through, like, the miscarriage and going back to Samaria and her dealing with his world and him dealing with her world, and they're just swept up in each other, and it's very different take on what Dark Horse has given us before, and it's fantastic. And I'm super excited about the end of Belize saga with Conan. I'm just waiting for each issue with bated breath. Like, I cannot wait to see how he does it.
Boom. Cut off. Well, he almost made it. But we saw that coming a mile away. I totally agree. Conan, easily one of the best one series out there right now.
I don't read it.
It's so good. Shame on you.
Really? I don't read it.
Shame on you. It's so good. Ugh. Ugh. It made my list, too. It wasn't my final answer, but it did make my list. And that is it for your phone calls, kids. Now we move straight to the ever-burgeoning THN MP3 Answer of the Week crew. It's a long patch for your jean jackets, but it's pretty cool. Aaron Myers, he prayed this made us to us in time. That's how desperate he was to answer this question. Let's see what he's got.
Hello. Hello. Can anyone hear me? This is Aaron Myers, THN love slave and co-host of the Comics Therapy podcast. I hope this is working. If you can hear me, the amazing Spider Brad has taken me hostage. 2 weeks ago, I was walking down the street and a van pulled up and men got out and beat me senseless. And I woke up in a dark dungeon. And for the last 2 weeks, Spider Brad has been torturing me, and I've been barely able to make a crude microphone and connect to the internet using my spit and hair and some of the bones that are here. If you can hear me, please help. He's insane. Please, if you can help. I don't know how much time I have left. Help me. Oh my god, no. Here he comes. Ah!
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Oh, God, please. No more. Please, I'll do whatever you ask. You're the king. You're the king.
Rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Yes, you will, precious. You will get the hose.
Okay. Okay, I am. Please, please send help. He's making me into a skin suit.
Gross. And he didn't answer the question.
That was okay. That's all right. Worth it.
Yeah, it was totally great. I loved it.
I'm calling the cops right now.
You know who is going to answer the question? Randy Andrews. I love it.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews with the question of the week. I have to say that I could have picked Star Wars with Brian Wood, or I could have picked Saga, or I could have picked some other comic like Superior Spider-Man. But no, I am picking all new X-Men. With the events that happened with Avengers versus X-Men, that culminated into a brand new series which brought the original five X-Men to the future, to the present time, to see how things had landed. Now, with the events of Battle of the Atom taking place, and looking forward to the trial of Jean Grey, this is the best exciting series that I can think of that I am enjoying to read. And I can't wait to pick up my next issue. That's how enjoyable this series is. So that's my answer, guys. Hope you like it, and we'll catch you later.
Right on, Randy Andrews. Totally agree. All New X-Men is completely awesome. Bendis is just killing it on that book. Love it. Every month.
It's a good book.
Love it. Joe Patrick pointed out that that's probably the noise of him moving his head, like headset microphone down. I still like to picture him like scribbling out like his final thoughts, like in a tome or something. Stephen Fino hit us up again. And I'm hoping Stephen told us where he's from this time.
It doesn't matter where he's from.
I want to know where he's from.
Hello, this is Lord Stephen Fino, Master of Coin, responding to the question of the week. I suppose I should start things out by apologizing for the sound quality.
A lot of reverb. Episode.
Hopefully this one will be better.
This one is better. Considerably.
I've always been really awful at picking favorites, so before I get to the book I chose as my favorite, I felt like I needed to go through some honorable mentions first. From DC, my favorite ongoing is Wonder Woman by Brian Azzarello. From Marvel, I have a tie for favorite series between Daredevil by Mark Waid and Thor: God of Thunder by Jason Aaron. And then from Image, there's another tie for second place as between Bedlam by Nick Spencer and Three by Kieran Gillen. Okay, so anyway, for favorite book, I sort of wanted to pick another book because of how much of a cliche it is at this point, but I had to go with Saga. It's the book that a ton of people have as their favorite, the top of their pile, and it's definitely there for good reason. Brian K. Vaughan is a writer that I always really love, and I can always count on him for giving a great book. And when I look at the book, I can't find any character that I dislike. They all have interesting personalities, and I just love reading this series every month. Fiona Staples' art continues to impress with every issue. I love seeing the character designs for the various aliens that they come across in the book. So yeah, Saga, definitely my favorite series, and I don't know what else to say about it. Bye.
Hard not to pick Saga. Yeah,
thanks for your call, or your MP3, Steven.
That was much better.
And it did sound a lot better. A
lot of reverb. You don't need all the reverb.
It doesn't matter. it's a laptop mic.
I get it.
He's not going to fuss with his reverb.
Sounds like you're calling from a cave. That's all I'm saying.
I think that adds to it.
Which is kind of cool. I still want to know where you are, dude. But regardless, thank you for your answer.
Don't tell him.
I totally agree. Saga,
Steven, this
totally
is Joe talking.
Ass.
Don't tell him where you're from.
I'll just make something up otherwise. Lower Slobobia. That's my guess.
Fine, he's from Lower Slobobia.
Moving along in order, Keith Silva hit us up at 8:38 this morning. I don't know what anyone is doing awake at that time.
Let's see what he's not from the Midwest. It wasn't probably 8:38 where he was from.
It's probably in Hawaii.
It's not just you.
It's a little mono here, Keith.
Joe Patrick.
Whoa!
It's the MP3 OG, Keith Silva, checking in.
I'm looking over my left shoulder.
I'm sure this will come as a huge surprise. I don't read too many ongoing series. Sex Criminals, Pretty Deadly, Black Science, and Sheltered are all from Image, and they're too new to really have established themselves. Prophet is ending soon, and Hellboy in Hell is too infrequent. Damn, I gotta get some diversity into my pull list. Tell you nerds what. How about something unconventional? How about Optic Nerve by Adrian Tomini? Joe, can we get a ruling on this? You care about rules and continuity and shit like that. I picked up the latest issue of Optic Nerve recently, and it killed me. Sure, a new issue comes out every couple of years. Maybe. But it's worth the wait. Ask yourself this. In the course of a year, how many issues of a comic series really devastate you? Really change your perceptions? One? None? And how many do you bag and board and never open again? If you open them at all. You can't do that with a comic like Optic Nerve. It stays with you and requires rereading. It messes with your head. And that discombobulating feeling, that devastation, happens with every issue I've read. Oh yeah, and one more thing. I know Joe hates creativity and fun and has made it clear
that that's about right
of the recent THN Question of the Week antics. That said, pause here for dramatic effect and the word drink. It's the Two-Headed Nerd that's my favorite ongoing series.
Oh,
guys, but I really mean it.
Oh.
Thanks for being part of my week every week. I look forward to hearing you two yak about comics. I like to disagree with you, but I like agreeing with you even more. Joe, a Merry Christmas to you and your family. I hope original pages from Starman or the Legion or whatever corporately controlled DC character you love more than life gets itself baby Jesus to you, along with a lock of James Robinson or Tony Daniels' hair. And Matt, my
Tony
best
Harris.
Wishes to you and Casey, your secret Laotian, Dutch, and Peruvian families, and of course, your Wiccan brethren, as you celebrate Saturnalia and the coming of the solstice.
I'm an atheist, not thanks a Wiccan.
MP3 OG.
What a sweetheart.
Man.
You will find that butt kissing goes a long way.
They got me right here. Right here.
Very, very sweet. What a guy. What a guy.
Man, what was going on with it going from ear to ear like that? That was crazy.
I don't know. It was like he was walking around us.
Yeah,
weird.
I liked it, though. I liked it.
Guys and girls, I'm going to go ahead and apologize for Andrea Shockling. She is sick this week, but she called in anyway and left us what can only be described as a lovely MP3. Here's what she had.
Andrea Shockling dropped the last part on Twitter. Singing her answer, her podcast's no quitter. Comics Therapy with Myers. We dominate the rest, so go F your taste because mine is the best. Aja and Fraction still torturing Hawkeye. Saga's a hit with its giant ball sack guy. Nowhere Men, it rocks, as you probably have guessed. So go F your taste because mine is the best. All ages comics like Bandette and Amelia Cole. If you don't like them, you probably have no soul. My picks are varied, just wait for the rest. And go F your taste because mine is the best. So give up, guys, this week's my bitch. I will take the crown. Rap cannot rival me singing in pitch. Consider this your beat down. Lock and Key was stunning, but those deaths seem so gory. Mind management truly is a mind-blowing story. The massive show's nature is quite unimpressed. So go F your taste because mine is the best. Avengers and New Avengers paved the way for Infinity. With heroes I grew up with and still have an affinity. Young Avengers is ending. That leaves me quite stressed. So go F your taste because mine is the best. Oh, I don't think this charade will continue to next show. I'm out. It's all you guys. Just weighing in before I go. Substance gets more points. Style gets less. But till then, remember that mine is the best. So give up, guys. This week's my bitch. I will take the crown. Because rap cannot rival my singing in pitch. Consider this your beatdown. Seriously, give up, guys. This week's my bitch. I will take the crown. Nothing can rival my singing in pitch. Consider this your beatdown.
Well, that happened.
Hey.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
It was totally amazing.
And not only did she do it once, but she wasn't satisfied with the first one, so she did it again.
Two takes. Impressive. Perfect. I couldn't tell she was sick. I couldn't tell. I thought she sounded great.
I don't even really have a response.
Yeah.
Other than to say you're disqualified for not picking one favorite.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Disqualified.
No, that was awesome. Her point is valid about substance over style.
Yes.
Being the most important thing to her.
Absolutely.
And I totally agree. Andrea, that was magnificent.
That was beautiful. Sean X, nice enough to keep playing after I cut him off a couple weeks ago. Good to have you back, buddy. Let's see.
Keep sending MP3s for a guy that says he doesn't want to be in the MP3 crew.
I know. Kind of weird, right? Wonder what's going on there. Let's see if he has one answer to the question.
Hello, Two-Headed Nerd. Shonix emailing in with my answer to the question of the week. This week's question came from the quote-unquote amazing Spider Brad. He wants to know, which leads to you guys wanting to know, what was our favorite, my favorite, ongoing series of 2013? It probably would have went to Young Avengers had All Out War not come out in The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead had finished strong in 2013. Each issue's been fantastic. This storyline they have going on has just brought me into it. When I think I know what's going to happen, the next issue just says, nope, that's not how it's going to happen. I love that. It's keeping me guessing. I'm keeping entertained. Negan's getting the spotlight here and there. This was a character that when he was first introduced, I thought was a carbon copy governor. But I like this guy. He kind of mirrors Lex Luthor in the fact that he's doing bad things for the greater good. Even though he believes what he's doing, you know, is good because it's for the, you know, survival. So, love the dynamic, love these different, you know, communities, because that's the one thing that really brought me into The Walking Dead later on when they introduced that gated community. I thought that was fantastic to know that there's other ones out there, and now they're having, you know, they're all joining together to stop Negan and his bad stuff, and his bat, Lucille, and there's so many cool things going on there that that one won it out for me. But Young Avengers, though, very good this year. If I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but if my favorite single issue of 2013, Young Avengers number 6, written by Kieran Gillen and art by Kate Brown, introducing Prodigy to the team, fantastic. I love that character, and I think Kieran Gillen, he can write that kid's voice so good. I had beliefs that I was going to drop this title once they made Kid Loki Teen Loki or Young Adult Loki or whatever he is now, but I'm staying on this book. It's fantastic. Yeah, but Walking Dead, that one wins it out. Hope I didn't step on any toes for next week's question, or maybe you'll use it. Probably not, though. But thanks, guys. Keep them coming. Talk at you next week. Peace.
One answer. He had one answer. He
Walking Dead.
Couple honorable mentions, but one answer. Walking Dead is a comic book I am woefully behind on. When I say woefully behind, I mean like 2 to 3 years behind on.
Well, okay, sure. That's
I've been buying the hardcovers as they come out and just reading them that way.
You know, the hardcovers are way ahead of you still.
Oh, I know. I haven't read them all. No, I mean the big, sexy deluxe hardcovers.
Oh, like the omnibus.
Yeah. Right, I've been buying them that way. And those are about 2 years behind.
I've come and gone with Walking Dead. I let myself get over a year behind. And then I got caught up, and now I'm super into it. I am, of course, now that they're shipping more quickly, 2 issues behind. But I'm loving this all-out war thing. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm excited. Good answer, Sean.
Stepping up to the plate, Mr. Brian Domingos.
Hey, guys. This is Brian Domingos responding to the question of the week. What is your current favorite series ongoing title? There are a lot of choices. And I think that although it is a masterclass of comic storytelling, Hawkeye is great and amazing, but the shipping has become pretty erratic and it's killed some of the momentum. And aside from the Hawkeye book, I don't really care about Clint Barton at all. I'm not an Avengers guy, so that doesn't really mean anything. I like Great Pacific quite a bit by Joe Harris and Martin Morazzo. There's some fun world building with the second trade out this week. Highly recommend it. Peter Tomasi and Patrick Gleason's Batman and Robin has been amazing, especially when Gleason is drawing it. They've had a couple fill-ins that have been so-so, but he's doing a great job. They're both doing a great job, and even though Robin's not in the book anymore, it's still terrific. I like Joe Casey's book for Image Sex. It's the book that I really, really like, that I really, really want to see succeed, but I don't know if I would call it my favorite monthly book, and that would probably have to be, and it's still surprising to me, Swamp Thing by Charles Soule. He's got a great group of artists like Javier Pina and Kano. They give the book great texture and feeling. The atmosphere is very floral, and just the designs are really, really cool. And it fits into the DCU, but it still feels like that kind of creepy vertigo on the edges atmosphere. And the stories are very Alan Moore-ish on that end as well. So it's a great book, and not enough people are reading it. And this guy, Soul, is getting a lot of attention, and this is the best book he writes. Sounds good. Thanks.
Excellent answer. I've been catching up on Swamp Thing recently, and I totally agree. Charles Soule, killing it on that book. And Kano never looked better. That guy is amazing on that book right now. And he's right. It is, in my opinion, the only thing that has crossed over from Vertigo that still has any kind of Vertigo feel. And that goes for the Constantine book. Not doing it for me.
I don't bother with it.
You don't need to. Good call, Brian Domingos.
Charles Soule is having a big week this week, which we will talk about on our proper episode.
Oh. My man, Roderick Ruth, likes to cut it close. It's just what he does. He hit us at 4:36. But guess what, Roderick? You weren't the last one.
No.
Let's see what he's got.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Roderick Ruth here, at Roderick Ruth on the Twitter sphere. And my response to this week's question for favorite ongoing series is The Wake by Scott Snyder and Sean Murphy. I know everyone is always saying Saga this and Saga that, Brian K. Vaughan this and Fiona Staples that, and I get it, it's great. But in the absence of American Vampire, Scott Snyder has created a detailed story that is very broad in its scope, steeped in real-world mythology, and is able to gracefully blend horror and underwater sci-fi explorer stuff, and it's only just begun to scratch the surface of the story that lies in the depths below. Artist Sean Murphy makes your jaw drop with his visceral style, panel composition, and some of the most terrifying use of negative space that I've seen in comics in quite some time. My runner-up goes to Nowhere Men by Eric Stevenson, Nate Bellegarde, and Jordi Belair. Rockstar scientists, global conglomerates, jealousy, and some wacky-ass sci-fi all mixed into one comic book. Science, drugs, rock and roll. Do it. All right, thanks, guys.
Dig the Jaws music. Nice touch, Roderick Ruth. I've got to catch up on The Wake. I do, too.
I'm behind, too.
I've read two issues.
I'm not even sure I read number two.
I've read two issues.
And I can't explain to you why.
I know. I just loved it. I have to read so much crap for this damn show.
I know, right? Yeah, like the things that I love and wanted to continue with, I don't have time to
read. Overwhelmed with Zenoscope books.
Thanks a lot, Matt Bum. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Grim Fairy Tales. Bradley Moore was the last guy to squeak in at 4:39. Brad, let's see what you got, buddy.
Hey, true believers, the amazing Spider Brad here, swinging into action. And when I'm not laying down the fat beats with my friend Dr. Roctopus, or playing in the band Field Club, slapping my bass so hard that even Hank Pym might take notes, then I'm whipping up my answer to the question of the week.
Oh, that is a Hank Pym wife abuse joke.
Well, there's been a lot of talk lately about the good old days. So you know what? Let's bring it back in time to the days before we had podcasts. Well, see, we got a lot of questions here, and we're talking about what's your favorite current comic book? Well, I'll tell you right now, my favorite one is The Superior Spider-Man. Well, may come as no surprise, but you know what? I think it's doing really well. Dan Slott, you're the man. Okay, maybe we went a little too far back. Let's keep it classy, though. Let's talk about our answer now. That's more like it. All right, guys. Talking about Superior Spider-Man here and why it's my favorite current series, I'll tell you right now, I'm never disappointed, and I'm excited for every single issue. I know it's a very polarizing comic. You either love it or you hate it. I don't hear a lot of people in the middle of the road. They either think it's stupid or it's amazing. And I'll tell you right now, I think Dan Slott is absolutely doing a wonderful job. He's been writing Spider-Man a long time, and I'm pretty sure he's having a lot of fun with this one too. First of all, the comic makes you question good or evil. Which is it? Overall, over again, we see that the Superior Spider-Man, Doc Ock, is thinking about the greater good. One reason why he kills Massacre. That's why he helps Cardiac save that little girl's life. It's why he gives the Vulture a chance to get away. He's doing all of these things in the most efficient manner, and at the same time, he's achieving what he needs to. He's taking care of the city, he's taking care of his own personal life, he goes back to school, he's dating Anna Maria, he helps Aunt May walk again, he's basically blackmailing J. Jonah Jameson, which, come on, I think the guy deserves it at this point. Spider-Man deserves to be on top of things, and J. Jonah Jameson and his mustache can take a break for a little bit. I love this comic book. I'm so excited for this little thing with Venom to wrap up and the goblins coming back. I'm so excited to see what happens. I'm excited to see how Carly Cooper comes into this. This is my favorite current series, and it does not disappoint me time and time again. Thanks again, Two-Headed Nerd, for giving us this awesome podcast, letting us answer the question of the week. Thanks for using my question, guys. I'm really excited to hear everyone's answer. This is the Amazing Spider-Brad wishing everyone a happy holidays. I hope you guys have an awesome one. Amazing Spider-Brad, out.
He's cheerful. He's funny. He's talented.
He's got a wicked beard.
He knows his comics. This guy, that's why he's the king. Right there. There you go.
Look.
I love me some Aaron Myers. Don't get me wrong.
Brad is a wonderful person.
And if Aaron Myers was more of a man, he wouldn't have been kidnapped. He wouldn't have been able to fight those people off, all right?
And
now he's stuck in the Amazing Spider-Brad sex dungeon.
For a kidnapping serial killer, Brad sounds like a pretty nice dude.
Nicest kidnapper I know. I'll tell you what.
I don't know.
I'll spend some time in that sex dungeon any day.
I don't know if I can call him the king. I don't know if I can call him the king. I don't know. I'm torn.
Well, guess what, Amazing Spider-Brad? You are not the last one. Somebody called in from Seattle, Washington at 5:32 while we were recording this. It could have been live. Let's see what this late schmuck had to say.
Hey, two-headed nerd and various and sundry other people, including the awesome MP3 crew. This is Jason Sachs calling on Skype at Jason Sachs on the Twitter, because those of us who call on Skype can take it a little easier. I'm calling to talk about my favorite comic right now, which is not a lot of other people's favorite comic, but I love anyway, which is Savage Dragon. Mm. The reason I love Savage Dragon is because I never know what in the world is going to happen from month to month. It is always unexpected, weird, and interesting. Eric Larson is just doing whatever the heck he wants with that book. And it's kind of thrilling and kind of exciting in that you just never know who's going to live, who's going to die, what's going to happen to the Earth. Things happen. Major, giant, enormous things happen from month to month. The world ends. The world comes back. Our hero gets sent to jail. Our hero's mind and body get taken over. His son takes over the book. It's like every month you just never know what it's going to be like, except it's going to be awesome, wild superhero fun. There's my answer. Sorry for calling at the last minute. Have a great day. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Eric, that was a fantastic answer, and you were like the
His name is Jason, not Eric.
Oh. It says, hey to you later, Eric.
Hey Sorry. To you later, Eric.
Jason, that is a fantastic answer. You're the second person to hit us with the Savage Dragon in like this past month, saying that it is just wackadoo. There's no rules, and you don't know what
to
expect.
There are no rules. I love the Savage Dragon. I haven't read it regularly in years.
I don't think I've ever read it regularly.
Oh, yeah. I used to be faithful, but it did go through a phase that turned me off, and I used that as an excuse to drop it. But I check in every once in a while, and it is just like Eric Larson, he embraces the fact that he owns these characters.
Oh, yeah.
And he is telling the story he wants to tell, and he doesn't give two f**ks what you think.
Well, he's also like the CEO of Image, so he can do whatever he wants.
Well, he can do whatever he wants regardless, because he's one of the founders of Image.
That's it. I've had enough. I'm fired, you know?
But yeah, I just love the fact that you literally might pick up an issue, and the main character that you've been reading about for the past 12 or 15 years, however long Image has been around,
his brain slides out of his head.
He is revealed to be a maniacal alien conqueror, and he finally gets his memory back, and it's like, oh yeah, I want to take over this planet.
That's great.
And starts murdering people.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome, and I would love to get back into it. I stopped reading with issue 75.
Ooh, you got a lot of reading.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, Eric Larson doesn't screw around when it comes to putting out comics. Guys, this was so much fun, and we loved all your answers, whether you called or you MP3'd. It was totally great. If you want to hear our answers,
you're not getting them on this show.
Bad news. You're going to have to wait two damn weeks for the...
It's a week and a half.
Third annual Golden Beppo Awards. Can you believe it's been 3 years where we hand out awards for damn near everything comic book related? It's going to be a super huge blowout. Formal attire is required if you want to listen. The question of the week is going to be web forum only for the next couple of weeks because, you know, Christmas and all that crap.
Listen,
and
we got lives to live.
And we've got to get ready for this huge award show. You are all invited, by the way.
I got to get a new tux.
I'll tell you what. We got to get Billy Crystal and make sure he finalizes the script. Oh, it's going to be a whole thing. We will return with the answer of the week in January. It's going to be web forum only for the next couple of weeks. We want you to play along, and we want you to keep listing your favorites, everything. We're going to put up all the categories that we'll be reading, and you guys feel free to get on the web forums and plug in your answers. We want to know what you have to say.
I'm calling it right now. The next time we come back for a proper answer of the week, we are going to turn our Skype on and announce in advance that we are recording.
Yeah. And feel free to call us.
And we will field calls live on tape.
It'll be awesome. Live on tape.
Oh, man.
It was an all-digital affair, but we'll figure some tape in there somewhere. I don't know. Thanks again, guys. We'll see you this weekend for another exciting episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast. Nobody loves you more than us. Not your parents, not Jesus, nobody. Think about that.
We've been over this. Jesus loves you better more than we do.
It's not true.
Hey, nerds, if you've got an answer to the question of the week, you can call THN at the Ziggurat direct line and leave your message at 402-819-4894 or using the Skype username Two-Headed Nerd. And if you're too shy or have just too much to say at once, you can write your message under the Answer of the Week section of the THN forums.